Murshid bhai, you have been long involved with the ICT for development sector in Bangladesh, and you probably have seen the entire journey and the penetration of internet in our society in the last 10-15 years, obviously on your professional capacity and also being both at the donor agency and the recipient organization. Mm-hmm. So given your experience, I mean, the things that you have seen all through your professional life, what do you think is the general level of awareness and understanding, both in the civil society, in the government, and in the telecom sectors about net neutrality?
Yeah, I don't think that this is being adequately discussed and understood in this community. Users are not probably aware at all. The regulators, the most important stakeholder to my mind, are not, mm-hmm. I think, it's not on their radar right now.
Okay.
So they come in different discussions, civil society discussions, and try to make a point or two. But if you look into the guidelines, the regulations, and so on that are in place, mm-hmm. there is no hint of such understanding in them. So I'm not sure whether they're fully aware or at all in their radar, if you may.
Okay.
Civil society are aware, but, you know, again, even in the civil society realm, this is not at the top agenda. Uh-huh. There is a false sense of, a sense that, you know, net neutrality or absence of it is going to affect the U.S. customer and the Western customer, mm-hmm. and has little to do with the customers in countries like Bangladesh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But what about the telecom sectors? I mean, there is a vibrant telecom sector operating in the country.
So look at, for example, Grameenphone. It's a GPS, mm-hmm. GSP, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it also has a internet data connectivity. The number that you've said, of connected people, also most of them actually connected through Grameenphone.
Yeah, includes mobile phone based internet subscribers. Yes, of course. I think they are the biggest chunk of the internet subscribers anyway.
The biggest chunk.
Okay.
Now, if you are a Grameenphone subscriber, then there are certain apps that Grameenphone promotes are less costly than the others.
Okay.
So call it lack of neutrality, call it business. Uh-huh. This is certainly affecting the people of the users, actually, of this Grameenphone service.
Okay.
So I think the operators are already exploiting the lack of regulation, if you may, in this regard.
Okay, interesting. I mean, this is the second question that I was planning to come. Net neutrality generally refers to principle of non-discrimination, which in practice allows the internet to be free and open, by preventing service providers from slowing or interfering with the transfer of data, right? And interestingly, we have seen in the past in Bangladesh, the different telecom operators are actually providing free access to certain websites while having paid access to other sites, even for the same purpose. For example, I know that some of the telecom operators are actually offering either Facebook or Google free, while others are not, right? So do you think that violates the principle of net neutrality?
Well, absolutely. You know, this goes, simply the, you know, 180 degree opposite of what net neutrality asks you to do. For example, if you're referring to this Facebook, the internet.org, mm-hmm. even if they provide it for free, that should be put under some sort of regulation.
Right.
You know, I buy this argument that, you know, by providing Facebook as a platform, and if by putting up content on Facebook, some users in Bangladesh can use Facebook and services like for free, mm-hmm. it'll entice the user to start using internet, paid internet services.
Right.
I get all this, but then this should be put under some form of regulation.
Right.
There needs to be some form of guideline of which of the sites. Like if today I have a public information site, then Facebook has to host that because Facebook is posing itself as a free medium, if you may.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this needs to be regulated, this all I have to say.
This is a very tricky environment for them, right? So in a sense that if net neutrality is not maintained, these local content providers may find themselves in a very disadvantaged situation, you know, in competition with the global bodies who are actually promoting other type of content, right?
Yeah, as you know, the related subject which is not discussed in the context of net neutrality, but I think is very, very relevant, is the accuracy and appropriateness of the information as well. Mm-hmm. So now a lot of Bangladeshi content is being developed.
Mm-hmm.
Some are developed as genuine content, others are tainted, or this is a veiled attempt to particularly sell an idea or a product or so on.
Mm-hmm.
And there is hardly any law that prevents you from spreading those, you know, false or motivated information, if you may.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true for, like in Bangladesh, if I post something completely false about you in a newspaper,
mm-hmm.
I'm liable under a particular set of law.
Okay.
But if I do the same in internet, we have a law which is, you know, draconian in like this so-called 57, Article 57.
Article 57, yeah.
But then, other than that, we have no protection.
Mm-hmm.
And people are using internet to spread information which is harmful,
mm-hmm.
Which is false, baseless. So, yeah, you're right. If we had a framework which ensures not only that all content and any content that people want to access can be accessed free of charge and free of hindrance,
mm-hmm.
we should also make sure that these contents are all, you know, appropriate. For example, you know, the discussion right now going in UK that from March 2018 this year,
mm-hmm.
extreme porn site will be blocked.
Okay.
Or you need to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a stronger age verification for any porn site.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people who are concerned about net neutrality,
mm-hmm.
are seeing it from as a negative development.
Mm-hmm.
But then I see the reason for it. You need to have some level of appropriateness discussion. So that, for example, the discussion that we're having now that Facebook probably promoted false information during the last American election.
Mm-hmm.
If that can be discussed and everybody is supportive of that, I think we should also discuss how media should stop promoting tainted information, biased information.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in a country like Bangladesh, where our basic level of education is not very high,
mm-hmm.
We are very new to internet. Not everybody who uses internet doesn't know what it means. The information that are posted in internet, how to verify the veracity of those information.
Right.
I think government and the regulator has something to do with it.